Brian, I want to remind everybody, we're going to be talking a little bit because of the upcoming election. Everybody's got the election on their mind. You've been kind of updating us as to what investors should think about and consider in relation to their investments and the election. A lot of people very, very nervous. The quote you had last week, though, is that the markets are not as concerned about the election as you might think. That's literally what we had posted on Facebook from you, and we'll do the same today because you always have a lot of wisdom for us. But today we're going to be talking about Joe Biden's tax proposals and maybe giving a summary, and next Friday we'll really give them some great details about that.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot to unpack here, and when you talk about politics, especially as it pertains to your personal financial planning, taxes and big changes to taxes are always a big concern. And so as advisors, we're always studying proposed tax plans, and then when new legislation is actually proposed, like it, and it looks like it's going to pass, we start to take it very seriously and look at how it might impact our clients' bottom line.
So the bottom line, Brian, as a certified financial planner, you're really concerned with all their finances. You don't actually do taxes, but you are trying to help people pay less taxes and do better on their investments. So the whole plan is part of your consideration.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And there's only so much control you have over certain aspects of taxes, but it always starts with being aware of the different decisions you're making and how they impact your taxes. And then when there's opportunities to make changes to minimize taxes and maximize your net income, we want to take advantage of those opportunities as they present themselves. And when you look at some of the proposals coming from the Biden camp right now, there's a ton to unpack there. But the one thing that stood out to me the most is that if you have a family income of over $400,000 per year, you should be very aware of what's being proposed because there's a big target on your back when it comes to tax reform.
Well, and I think you've mentioned that if you're earning over 400K, your net take-home could drop as much as 18%, which is over $72,000. That is a big hit.
Yep, and there's two different agencies that have come out with that estimate. That's not my calculation. That's the Penn-Wharton budget model, as well as the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center have both run numbers to see that, yeah, for those high-income earners, you could see a significant increase. And the reason that increase is so great is when we see tax changes, if you want to raise additional revenue, the two easiest ways to do that is you either increase the tax rate or you take away deductions so that you cannot reduce your income as much on your tax return. And Biden's tax plan does both of those things for people with over $400,000 of income. We see several places where people will lose deductions or lose the ability to take certain deductions, as well as pay a higher tax rate on their income.
Brian, I can't help but think about there are people, most people obviously make a lot less than $400,000. So people that don't have that high income, they might say, oh, well, this is a rich person. It really doesn't matter to them. Mm-hmm. That's really not true, is it?
Well, where it ends up affecting the economy is any time you take cash and you redistribute it through government systems, you're taking away some level of consumer spending. So you're right, that is a higher income person if you're making over $400,000 a year. I mean, no question, that's a higher income person. That income level is already paying a very high percentage of the overall income tax burden. And there is more capacity to tax them at a higher rate, but there will be some economic impact when you start taking money out of the hands of consumers and putting it through less efficient means of distribution. Now, some of that money is basically being redistributed in the form of new tax credits or increased tax credits for people with children, people who are caregivers. There's also a proposal that we don't have a lot of detail on related to first-time home buyers. So there is definitely a pass-through there where that money is being taken from the higher-income families and theoretically given as tax credits to lower-income families. So there's definitely winners and losers here, but there will be an economic impact. The other thing that I've seen in some of the early estimates is that this type of tax reform would raise revenue, but not nearly enough revenue to cover all the proposed expenses from the Biden camp when it comes to green energy investments or other reforms and proposals they have that include higher expenses around health care. So this would create an overall increase in revenue, but not nearly enough to cover all the bills.
And Brian, I know that you can't possibly answer this question, but we as citizens of the United States, we pay a number of dollars, a chunk of our money into taxes every year. And it seems like there's no way for us to verify where is this money being spent and how is it being spent. It's very complicated, but it seems like we're asked for more money and more money and more money. So when somebody actually comes along and says, hey, I'm going to reduce the amount of money that you have to pay, that seems like a pretty attractive thing. And I think it's being sold to us that more money is needed. And yet we've not been able to verify whether it's being spent properly now, have we?
Yeah, I think everybody has their own personal opinion of what it means for money to be spent properly. You know, one thing people forget is the majority of the federal government budget is fixed, and it's in the terms, spent in terms of things like Social Security, Medicare, programs like that, supporting state Medicaid plans. So a lot of the budget's already predetermined to go towards those sources. And then you start looking at projects like road projects, defense spending, other categories start to fall in place, but the majority of the budget is fixed in those major expense categories. And really, historically, we have a fairly low tax burden as a percentage of our GDP or as a percentage of our average household income. So it's not that we're overtaxed right now, I would say, on historical terms, but I share your sentiment that any tax seems like a lot if you don't agree that it's being managed and spent wisely.
Tell us a little bit about John Moore Associates, Brian, and the resources available on your website for people.
Yeah. So at John Moore Associates, we really provide two services. We provide investment management. As you mentioned before, we've been talking a lot about the election in terms of investment impact, but we also provide financial planning. That's where we get into estate planning, income tax planning, retirement, income planning. A lot of different categories fall into that realm of financial planning. But if you want more information on those topics, the best place to go is our website, johnmoore.com, J-O-H-N-M-O-O-R-E. And then look at the Insights tab on the top right corner of the website. That's where we post our blog posts. We record webinars, educational presentations we do for our clients. And that tends to be a good source of information. We try to keep the topics very timely and relevant on what we're writing about on the website.
This is really a relevant topic for me, and I hope our listeners, because we're all getting ready to vote in an election. And again, I want to reiterate to everybody, I hope you're registered to vote. I hope you start voting as early as you can. The polls actually open up for early voting on the 17th, which is next Saturday. So the day before, next Friday, Brian is going to talk about this same subject, but we're going to break down a little bit what the tax structure in this country was generally before Donald Trump took office, what changes have been made, and a little bit more detail for you about how these proposed changes, again, not Brian's opinion, not my opinion, but data from a couple of different sources, and one of those you've already mentioned is University of Pennsylvania Wharton Business School. So they have a little bit of credibility above us, and we're anxious to talk about some of this detail and help people prepare as they think about voting, as they think about investing. Brian, thanks so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
My pleasure. Look forward to talking next week.